KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's cloudy and 13 with a wind chill of 3. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, January 2nd. News brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Partly sunny for today and a high only of 25, and wind chill values will be right around zero. Chickasha residents will again be asked to try to keep their property maintained in the coming year. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
The Chickasha City Council will again try to tackle the controversial issue of property maintenance in 2018. City Manager John Noblett said the council will be working to tweak code enforcement regulations over the next several months. He said the council will be reviewing one or two issues every month for about the first 6 months of the year.
They have addressed parking in the yard and painting. Those codes have not changed. There's no has been no direction at this point for us to change those, but we are going to try to be a little more transparent with how those codes are enforced.
The council holds its first meeting of the new year tonight, and there will be some discussion about changes regarding special use permits. It pertains to mobile homes on at least 3 acres, churches in some commercial zoning areas, and cell phone towers. The Planning Commission unanimously giving its support to the proposed changes. The council to go behind closed doors to discuss an economic development matter, which could include the sale of property, financing, or the creation of a proposal to have a business either remain or locate within the city limits. Now, during the open session of the meeting, the panel expected to go out for bids to remove trees and repair the dam and fence at Lake Chickasha. The city council will meet at its new time tonight. The council changed meeting times to 6:30. That's an hour later than they had been meeting over the last several years. A Purcell man dies in an accident at a Grady County oil site over the weekend. Somehow, 28-year-old Jesse Ray Martinez got pinned between a semi and a track hoe. The accident happened just after 10 o'clock Saturday morning on a private property oil lease about 3 miles east of Ninicaw off County Road 1420. The Highway Patrol reports the track hoe operator was unloading mud from the trailer of a truck that was driven by Martinez, who was out of the cab of the truck when the accident happened. More Cool News coming right up.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
A truck driver suffers minor injuries in a commercial vehicle rollover southeast of Bradley this morning. We don't have a lot of details, but the Highway Patrol reports that a saltwater truck overturned at a rural intersection along the Grady and Garvin County line. The roadway at County Road 1520 and County Street 2990 has been closed since just before 4 a.m. Officials are waiting on a record to clear the intersection. A couple of Grady County 4-H'ers will be heading to the Mile High City later today. Blake White and Cale Kennedy will be among 40 Oklahoma 4-H'ers that have been chosen to attend the Denver Western Roundup. Hundreds of 4-H'ers across the country will be there. Blake White said they'll be attending a number of workshops, but there's also lots of times for socializing.
Denver Western Roundup has over 1,000 youth participating, 12 different contests going on at one time. There will be a parade of state flags, pin swap, and one of my favorite things, dances.
The youth will have an opportunity to tour Mile High Stadium, the Colorado State Capitol, and the Museum of Natural Science. The 4-H Western Roundup in Denver running tomorrow through next Monday. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange opens the new year at $60.42 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $66.60. Natural gas begins 2018 at $2.95 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,311 and silver $17.11. Our weather forecast, partly sunny, another very cold day today, high about 25, with wind chill values right around zero. Right now, it's 13 with a wind chill of 5. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. Coming up on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now 3 generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
In sports, a lot of basketball tournaments coming your way this week, including the 10th annual Chickasha Classic at the CHS Sports Arena. 24 games over 3 days this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The boys' top seed, Northwest Classen, they're the number 3-ranked team in 5A, and they're unbeaten through their first 11 games. The girls' top seed is UConn, ranked number 18 in 6A, having won 5 of their first 7 contests. Games begin at 10 o'clock all 3 days. Both Chickasha boys and girls open with cash Thursday night. The girls' game set for 7 o'clock with the boys to follow. At Myers Fieldhouse later this week, Chickasha hosting a 7th grade tournament. Those games also Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Other high school tournaments this week will get underway in Rush Springs and Alec, at least in Grady County. The 35th annual Black Diamond Tournament getting underway this morning with the first of 8 games. Roth is the boys' top seed, ranked number 17 in Class A. Rush Springs girls, the top seed in their bracket, ranked number 17 in 2A. Boys' games today, Roth versus Central, Rush Springs versus Velma Alma, Sterling versus Wayne, and Walters versus Warika. Girls' games today, Rush Springs versus Sterling, Central versus Warika, Wayne versus Walters, and Velma Alma versus Roth. Also later this week, the Alec Longhorn Classic will run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, as does the Anadarko Warrior Classic, Ampo and Minko playing in a tournament at Hinton. The USAO women's basketball team scored a couple of wins at a festival in Salina, Kansas over the weekend. The Drovers downing McPherson College 83-55 and then beat Kansas Wesleyan 58-50. USAO now with a 4-game winning streak. They're 9-2 on the year, and they return to Sooner Athletic Conference play Saturday when both the women and men will host Southwestern Christian of Bethany. As most of you probably know by now, the Oklahoma Sooner football team lost in double overtime to Georgia in the Rose Bowl last night. Georgia fought back from a 17-point first-half deficit to win it 54-48. The Bulldogs now go on to play Alabama for the NCAA national title after Bama defeated Clemson 24-6 in the Sugar Bowl last night. And the OU men's basketball team climbs to number 7 in this week's Top 25 College Basketball Poll. OU will host Oklahoma State in Bedlam basketball tomorrow night at the Lloyd Noble Center. Tip-off time, 8 o'clock. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, the First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.